Now we'll begin this exploration of different tissues by starting with animal tissues. And in animals, cells will specialize in group to form four different types of tissues. These four types of tissues are known as epithelial, connective, muscle, and nervous tissue. And actually, on this image on the slide of the partially dissected hand, all four of these tissues can actually be seen and are present. And after you've gone through the four types of tissue, I would encourage you to come back to this slide to look at the image and see if you can identify these four types of tissue and maybe have a better idea of how they function. So the way that tissues work is that the cells in each tissue will work together to allow that tissue and therefore the animal to function properly. So, for example, in muscle tissue, all of the cells in that tissue will act to allow the muscle to contract or relax, which will allow you to, for example, move your arm or for your heart to beat. And I also just wanted to point out before you move on that within a given tissue, there's not necessarily only one type of specialized cell. Within a given tissue, actually, there are many different types of specialized cells that all act together to help that tissue function properly. So keep that in mind as you move forward. Now click the next button to learn about these four different types of tissue in more detail.